Good morning, beloved, and welcome to another Tuesday morning together as we study God's Word. And thank you again for inviting me into your home. Today we're going to be studying John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. And this is the testimony of John the Baptist, and it leads his disciples to follow Jesus, and they spend the day with him. Jesus goes to Galilee and calls Andrew, Simon, Peter, Philip, and Nathanael to follow him. And, of course, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. So, let's begin as we read John chapter 1, beginning at verse 35. The next day, John was standing there again with two of his disciples, and when they saw Jesus walking by, "There is the Lamb of God," he said. And the two disciples heard him say this, and they went with Jesus. And Jesus turned, saw them following, and asked, "What are you looking for?" And they answered, "Where do you live, Rabbi?" And this word means teacher. "Come and see," he answered. It was then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they went with him and saw where he lived, and they spent the rest of the day with him. One of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. At once he found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." This word means the Christ. And then he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas." And this is the same as the name Peter, which means rock. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Come with me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the town where Andrew and Peter lived. And Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the book of the law and whom the prophets also wrote about. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "Can any good come from Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. "Well, come and see," answered Philip. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, he said about him, "Well, here is a real Israelite. There is nothing false in him." And Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered, "I saw you when you were under the fig tree before Philip even called you." "Teacher," answered Nathanael, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "Do you believe just because I told you I saw you when you were under the fig tree? You will see much greater things than this." And he said to them, "I'm telling you the truth. You will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man." Well, today's key verse is John chapter 1, verse 41. At once, Andrew found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." You know, it's interesting that even at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, when he came in contact with people, Jesus changed their lives. Their lives were forever changed. And the first thing that these men felt compelled to do was to go and tell someone else that they had found the Messiah. Has your life been changed the same way that these men's life had been changed? And if so, have you felt compelled to go tell someone that you have found the Messiah and they need to also? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the King of Israel. Thank you for calling me to follow you. Guide my thoughts, actions, and steps this day. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow morning, beloved, Wednesday morning, when we will be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 38, where Jesus is presented in the temple. I'm going to step back just a little bit now in the life of Jesus. But until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.